waiting for the opportunities. So currently, we are growing our Asian specialty crops farming business here, as you see on the 13.55 acre there. With the growing needs of fresh produce and healthy farm-to-tables, we have been focused a lot mainly serving the farmers market communities. And so, you know, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar, but, you know, catering to the farmers market, you know, community and clientele are very demanding. Not only that, but it's very labor-intensive and time-consuming, considering that a lot of this product has to be hand-harvested. You know, there's no such equipment, you know, that will do this work for us. And therefore, it requires a lot of family members. Sometimes we still help each other to go out there in the field early mornings, late at night, you know, prepping the produce, harvest it, wash it, prep it, and take to the market next day, early morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And that whole process, you know, can be from sunrise and sunset. currently, you know, with this map here, we do have an existing property, and some of our family members do live on site. But the majority of us, we do live across the Fresno County or the city of Fresno. And, you know, the logistic of us, you know, having to help each other, going back and forth to the farms to make sure that we maintain this farming operation successfully, you know, that could be challenging at times, you know, traffic and stuff like that. Our goal with this variance is, you know, hopefully that we can get the front two lot to be split. Currently, it's you know, overgrown eucalyptus trees, you know, that are left behind from the previous owner, you know, been neglected, has become a fire hazard. We have also spent a lot of money trying to maintain the eucalyptus to make sure that it's safe for our neighbors. Our goal is that through the variance, hopefully we can save enough money and eventually bills, you know, additional single family units so that we can house our family member. You know, we definitely would love to continue to have my children, my kids, and his, you know, their cousins to see, you know, our grandparents, our parents, you know, living, you know, the American dreams of, you know, farming and cultivating, and hopefully we can keep that family legacy for a very, very long time to come. And, you know, in closing, on behalf of my family, I would like to ask you, Mr. Chairman, and all your fellow colleague commissioners, and your favors in supporting our various applications. And, you know, in denying this application really means, you know, jeopardizing the future generations of potential farmers serving the needs of, you know, fresh farm-to-tables community. And thank you so much. Any question?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak in support? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Hello, everyone. My name is Ainoam Hernandez. I am on 9520 East McKinley in Fresno, California, 93737. I am the property owner of that 1 acre lot. Me and my father are here in support of our neighbors and their variance application because my family and I feel like it's important that we legalize our 1 acre lot and we know what our property lines and corners are after we do the process with our neighbors. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else in support? Anyone here in opposition? Okay, I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion. You know, I might say that, you know, before I was leaning towards denial because on paper it was difficult to make the findings.
It is.
But, I don't know, I think after seeing the circumstances with regards to the 1 acre, hearing the testimony of the applicant and the representative, and also looking at the map surrounding parcels, I think I can make the findings, but I'd like to hear from other commissioners as well if they have any comments before I make a motion.
I would agree. I think this one's a really sticky one because the county wants to keep ag land. It's in the city's sphere of influence. They want to build a lot more density than what's proposed here. So it's really stuck in this kind of like, which plan are we considering? But I think we do have circumstances here that would keep agriculture, it would keep family together, it would increase some density that's similar to the area around it, and it would legalize this very odd little lot that obviously needs to be legalized because of the different ownership there. So I can agree with you.
I'm going to make a motion then, and then we can have further discussion if needed. I'm going to make a motion, let me find the wording here, to determine that the required findings can be made. And going back to the findings, I think there is unique circumstances, definitely a property right, considering the intent of the owners. There was an issue with that 1 acre that sort of muddles everything, but I think this would address that as well. And with regards to the general plan consistency, I do believe the applicant will continue to farm the balance of the property, as he stated, and that we don't know what the future will be, if there'll be higher density in that area once the city does move out there, but that's not an issue for me at this time. So I can make the motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by me and a second by Commissioner Zante to approve this application. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0, is final unless appealed. Okay, thank you very much, everyone.
Nothing additional from staff.
Okay, we're done. Thank you. I do have a question for you after the meeting.